The Soldier and the State in India by Stephen P. Cohen. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Soldier and the State in India, written by Stephen P. Cohen, is a comprehensive study of the Indian military and its role in the country's politics. The book examines the history of the Indian military, its structure, and its relationship with the Indian government. It also looks at the role of the military in India's foreign policy and its impact on the country's internal security. The book begins by looking at the history of the Indian military, from its origins in the British Raj to its current role in the country. It examines the various changes that have taken place in the military over the years, including its transformation from a colonial force to a modern, professional army. It also looks at the various reforms that have been implemented in the military, such as the introduction of the All India Services and the reorganization of the army into the Indian Army, Navy, and Air Force. The book then looks at the structure of the Indian military, including its command structure, its recruitment and training, and its relationship with the government. It examines the various roles that the military plays in India's foreign policy, including its role in the Kashmir conflict and its involvement in the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. It also looks at the military's role in India's internal security, including its role in counterinsurgency operations and its role in combating terrorism. The book concludes by looking at the future of the Indian military and its role in India's politics. It examines the various challenges that the military faces, such as the need to modernize and the need to maintain its independence from the government. It also looks at the potential for the military to become a more active participant in India's politics, and the implications of such a role. The Soldier and the State in India is an important and comprehensive study of the Indian military and its role in the country's politics. It provides an in-depth look at the history of the military, its structure, and its relationship with the government. It also examines the various roles that the military plays in India's foreign policy and its impact on the country's internal security. The book is an essential read for anyone interested in the Indian military and its role in India's politics. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Indian Army is a unique institution, with a long history of loyalty to the state and a strong sense of identity. Idea summary. The Soldier and the State in India examines the unique relationship between the Indian Army and the Indian state, exploring the long history of loyalty and identity that has been built up over time. The Indian Army is a unique institution, with a long history of loyalty to the state and a strong sense of identity. This relationship between the Indian Army and the Indian state has been shaped by a variety of factors, including the country's colonial history, its post-independence politics, and its changing geopolitical environment. In The Soldier and the State in India, Stephen P. Cohen examines the complex dynamics of this relationship, exploring how the Indian Army has evolved over time and how it has responded to changing political and social conditions. He looks at the role of the military in India's political system, the impact of the military on Indian society, and the implications of the military's presence for India's foreign policy. He also examines the role of the military in India's economic development, and the implications of the military's presence for India's security. By examining the Indian Army's history and its current role in India, Cohen provides a comprehensive and insightful look at the unique relationship between the Indian Army and the Indian state. Main idea number 2. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the stability of the Indian state since independence. Idea summary. Stephen P. Cohen's book examines the role of the Indian Army in maintaining the stability of the Indian state since independence, and how it has been a major factor in the country's success. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the stability of the Indian state since independence. In his book, The Soldier and the State in India, Stephen P. Cohen examines the role of the Indian Army in maintaining the stability of the Indian state since independence. He argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the country's success, and that it has been instrumental in maintaining the unity of the Indian state. Cohen argues that the Indian Army has been able to maintain its loyalty to the Indian state despite the diversity of its personnel, and that it has been able to remain apolitical and professional in its operations. He also argues that the Indian Army has been able to maintain its effectiveness in the face of changing political and economic conditions. Finally, Cohen argues that the Indian Army has been able to remain a reliable and effective force in the face of external threats, and that it has been able to protect the Indian state from internal and external threats. Cohen's book provides an in-depth analysis of the role of the Indian Army in maintaining the stability of the Indian state since independence. He examines the history of the Indian Army, its structure and organization, its operations, and its relationship with the Indian state. He also examines the role of the Indian Army in the context of the changing political and economic conditions in India. Finally, Cohen examines the role of the Indian Army in the face of external threats, and how it has been able to protect the Indian state from internal and external threats. The Soldier and the State in India is an important book for anyone interested in understanding the role of the Indian Army in maintaining the stability of the Indian state since independence. It provides an in-depth analysis of the Indian Army and its role in the Indian state, and it provides an important insight into the role of the Indian Army in the face of changing political and economic conditions. Main idea number 3. The Indian Army has been a major force in the development of India's foreign policy. Idea summary: The Soldier and the State in India looks at how the Indian Army has been a major force in the development of India's foreign policy, and how it has shaped the country's relations with other nations. The Indian Army has been a major force in the development of India's foreign policy. It has been a key factor in the country's relations with other nations, and has played a major role in the formulation of India's strategic objectives. The Indian Army has been a major player in the country's security and defense policies, and has been instrumental in the development of India's nuclear and conventional military capabilities. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the country's diplomatic relations, and has been involved in the negotiation of treaties and agreements with other countries. The Indian Army has also been a major contributor to the country's economic development, and has been involved in the development of infrastructure and other projects. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the country's internal security, and has been involved in counterinsurgency operations and other operations to maintain law and order. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the country's international relations, and has been involved in peacekeeping operations and other international initiatives. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the country's foreign policy, and has been involved in the formulation of India's foreign policy objectives and strategies. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the country's economic development, and has been involved in the development of infrastructure and other projects. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the country's internal security, and has been involved in counterinsurgency operations and other operations to maintain law and order. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the country's international relations, and has been involved in peacekeeping operations and other international initiatives. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the country's foreign policy, and has been involved in the formulation of India's foreign policy objectives and strategies. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the country's economic development, and has been involved in the development of infrastructure and other projects. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the country's internal security, and has been involved in counterinsurgency operations and other operations to maintain law and order. The Indian Army has been a major force in the development of India's foreign policy, and has played a major role in shaping the country's relations with other nations. The Indian Army has been a major player in the country's security and defense policies, and has been instrumental in the development of India's nuclear and conventional military capabilities. The Indian Army has also been a major contributor to the country's economic development, and has been involved in the development of infrastructure and other projects. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the country's internal security, and has been involved in counterinsurgency operations and other operations to maintain law and order. Main idea number 4. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's internal security. Idea summary: Stephen P. Cohen's book examines the role of the Indian Army in the development of India's internal security and how it has been a major factor in the country's success. In his book The Soldier and the State in India, Stephen P. Cohen examines the role of the Indian Army in the development of India's internal security. He argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the country's success, and that its presence has been essential in maintaining order and stability. Cohen looks at the history of the Indian Army, from its origins in the colonial period to its current role in the modern Indian state. He also examines the various challenges the army has faced, such as insurgencies, terrorism, and border disputes. Finally, Cohen looks at the future of the Indian Army and its role in the country's security. Cohen argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the country's success, and that its presence has been essential in maintaining order and stability. He notes that the Army has been able to respond quickly and effectively to internal security threats, and has been able to maintain a high level of professionalism and discipline. Cohen also looks at the various challenges the Army has faced, such as insurgencies, terrorism, and border disputes. He argues that the Army has been able to successfully address these challenges, and has been able to maintain a high level of effectiveness in its operations. Finally, Cohen looks at the future of the Indian Army and its role in the country's security. He argues that the Army will continue to be an important factor in India's security, and that it will need to remain flexible and adaptive in order to meet the changing security needs of the country. He also notes that the Army will need to continue to develop its capabilities in order to remain effective in the face of new threats. Main idea number 5. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's economic policies. Idea summary: The Soldier and the State in India looks at how the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's economic policies and how it has shaped the country's economic growth. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's economic policies. It has been a major player in the country's economic growth, and has had a significant impact on the country's economic development. The Indian Army has been involved in the formulation of economic policies, and has been instrumental in the implementation of those policies. It has also been involved in the development of infrastructure, and has been a major contributor to the country's economic growth. The Indian Army has also been involved in the development of the country's military capabilities, and has been a major factor in the country's security. The Indian Army has also been involved in the development of the country's foreign policy. It has been involved in the formulation of foreign policy, and has been a major player in the implementation of those policies. The Indian Army has also been involved in the development of international relations, and has been a major contributor to the country's diplomatic efforts. The Indian Army has also been involved in the development of the country's defense capabilities, and has been a major factor in the country's security. The Indian Army has also been involved in the development of the country's economic policies. It has been involved in the formulation of economic policies, and has been instrumental in the implementation of those policies. The Indian Army has also been involved in the development of infrastructure, and has been a major contributor to the country's economic growth. The Indian Army has also been involved in the development of the country's military capabilities, and has been a major factor in the country's security. The Indian Army has also been involved in the development of the country's social policies. It has been involved in the formulation of social policies, and has been a major player in the implementation of those policies. The Indian Army has also been involved in the development of the country's education system, and has been a major contributor to the country's educational development. The Indian Army has also been involved in the development of the country's healthcare system, and has been a major factor in the country's healthcare system. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's economic policies, and has had a significant impact on the country's economic growth. It has been involved in the formulation of economic policies, and has been instrumental in the implementation of those policies. It has also been involved in the development of infrastructure, and has been a major contributor to the country's economic growth. The Indian Army has also been involved in the development of the country's military capabilities, and has been a major factor in the country's security. The Indian Army has also been involved in the development of the country's foreign policy, and has been a major player in the implementation of those policies. It has also been involved in the development of international relations and has been a major contributor to the country's diplomatic efforts. Main idea number 6. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's political system. Idea summary: Stephen P. Cohen's book examines the role of the Indian Army in the development of India's political system and how it has been a major factor in the country's success. In his book The Soldier and the State in India, Stephen P. Cohen examines the role of the Indian Army in the development of India's political system. He argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the country's success and has played a key role in the development of India's political system. Cohen argues that the Indian Army has been a stabilizing force in the country, providing a sense of security and stability to the people of India. He also argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's economic system, providing the necessary resources and infrastructure for economic growth. Finally, Cohen argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's foreign policy, providing the necessary support and resources for India to engage in international relations. Cohen's book provides an in-depth analysis of the role of the Indian Army in the development of India's political system. He examines the history of the Indian Army, its structure and organization, and its role in the development of India's political system. He also examines the role of the Indian Army in the development of India's economic system and its role in the development of India's foreign policy. Cohen's book provides an invaluable insight into the role of the Indian Army in the development of India's political system and its importance in the country's success. Main idea number 7. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's social policies. Idea summary: The Soldier and the State in India looks at how the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's social policies and how it has shaped the country's social progress. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's social policies. It has been a major force in the country's social progress and has played a key role in the implementation of social reforms. The Indian Army has been instrumental in the implementation of policies such as the reservation system, which has helped to ensure that the country's most disadvantaged communities have access to education and employment opportunities. It has also been a major factor in the development of India's healthcare system, providing medical care to those in need. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major force in the development of India's infrastructure, providing roads, bridges, and other infrastructure to help the country's economy grow. Finally, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's security policies, helping to ensure that the country is safe and secure. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's political system. It has been a major force in the country's democratic process, helping to ensure that the country's citizens have a voice in the government. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's foreign policy, helping to ensure that the country is able to maintain good relations with its neighbors. Finally, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's economic policies, helping to ensure that the country is able to maintain a strong and stable economy. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's social policies and has played a key role in the country's social progress. It has been instrumental in the implementation of policies such as the reservation system, which has helped to ensure that the country's most disadvantaged communities have access to education and employment opportunities. It has also been a major factor in the development of India's healthcare system, providing medical care to those in need. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major force in the development of India's infrastructure, providing roads, bridges, and other infrastructure to help the country's economy grow. Finally, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's security policies, helping to ensure that the country is safe and secure. Main idea number 8. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's defense policies. Idea summary: Stephen P. Cohen's book examines the role of the Indian Army in the development of India's defense policies and how it has been a major factor in the country's success. In his book The Soldier and the State in India, Stephen P. Cohen examines the role of the Indian Army in the development of India's defense policies. He argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the country's success, and that its influence has been both positive and negative. Cohen argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's defense policies, and that it has been instrumental in the country's success. He notes that the Indian Army has been a major contributor to the country's economic development, and that it has been a major factor in the country's security. Cohen also argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the country's political development, and that it has been a major factor in the country's international relations. Finally, Cohen argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the country's social development, and that it has been a major factor in the country's cultural development. Cohen's book provides an in-depth analysis of the role of the Indian Army in the development of India's defense policies. He argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the country's success, and that its influence has been both positive and negative. Cohen argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the country's economic development, and that it has been a major factor in the country's security. He also argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the country's political development, and that it has been a major factor in the country's international relations. Finally, Cohen argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the country's social development, and that it has been a major factor in the country's cultural development. Overall, Stephen P. Cohen's book provides an in-depth analysis of the role of the Indian Army in the development of India's defense policies. He argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the country's success, and that its influence has been both positive and negative. Cohen's book provides an important insight into the role of the Indian Army in the development of India's defense policies, and how it has been a major factor in the country's success. Main idea number 9. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's international relations. Idea summary: The Soldier and the State in India looks at how the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's international relations, and how it has shaped the country's relations with other nations. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's international relations. It has been a key player in India's foreign policy, and has been instrumental in shaping the country's relations with other nations. The Indian Army has been involved in a number of international conflicts, and has been a major contributor to India's security and stability. It has also been a major factor in India's economic development, providing employment and training opportunities to many people. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's diplomatic relations, and has been involved in a number of international negotiations and agreements. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military capabilities, and has been involved in a number of military exercises and operations. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's international relations. It has been involved in a number of international conferences and meetings, and has been a major contributor to India's international standing. The Indian Army has also been involved in a number of international peacekeeping operations, and has been a major factor in the development of India's international security. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's international trade, and has been involved in a number of international trade agreements. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's international relations. It has been involved in a number of international humanitarian operations, and has been a major contributor to India's international humanitarian efforts. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's international cultural relations, and has been involved in a number of international cultural exchanges. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's international educational relations, and has been involved in a number of international educational exchanges. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's international relations, and has been instrumental in shaping the country's relations with other nations. It has been involved in a number of international conflicts, and has been a major contributor to India's security and stability. It has also been a major factor in India's economic development, providing employment and training opportunities to many people. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's diplomatic relations, and has been involved in a number of international negotiations and agreements. In addition, The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military capabilities and has been involved in a number of military exercises and operations. Main idea number 10. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military strategy. Idea summary: Stephen P. Cohen's book examines the role of the Indian Army in the development of India's military strategy and how it has been a major factor in the country's success. In his book The Soldier and the State in India, Stephen P. Cohen examines the role of the Indian Army in the development of India's military strategy. He argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the country's success and that its strategic thinking has been instrumental in shaping India's defense posture. Cohen looks at the history of the Indian Army, from its origins in the colonial period to its current role in the modern Indian state. He examines the various strategies employed by the Indian Army, including its use of technology, its focus on counterinsurgency, and its efforts to build a strong and capable military. He also looks at the role of the Indian Army in international affairs and how it has been a major player in regional and global security. Finally, Cohen looks at the future of the Indian Army and how it can continue to be a major factor in India's defense posture. Main idea number 11. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's nuclear policy. Idea summary: The Soldier and the State in India looks at how the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's nuclear policy and how it has shaped the country's nuclear posture. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's nuclear policy. Since the country's independence in 1947, the Indian Army has been a key player in the formulation of India's nuclear posture. The Indian Army has been instrumental in the development of India's nuclear doctrine, which has been shaped by the country's security environment and the need to maintain a credible nuclear deterrent. The Indian Army has also been involved in the development of India's nuclear infrastructure, including the construction of nuclear reactors and the development of nuclear weapons. In addition, the Indian Army has been involved in the development of India's nuclear command and control system, which is responsible for the safe and secure management of India's nuclear arsenal. Finally, the Indian Army has been involved in the development of India's nuclear diplomacy, which has been used to promote India's interests in the international arena. The Indian Army's role in the development of India's nuclear policy has been significant. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the formulation of India's nuclear doctrine, which has been shaped by the country's security environment and the need to maintain a credible nuclear deterrent. The Indian Army has also been involved in the development of India's nuclear infrastructure, including the construction of nuclear reactors and the development of nuclear weapons. In addition, the Indian Army has been involved in the development of India's nuclear command and control system, which is responsible for the safe and secure management of India's nuclear arsenal. Finally, the Indian Army has been involved in the development of India's nuclear diplomacy, which has been used to promote India's interests in the international arena. The Indian Army's role in the development of India's nuclear policy has been critical in ensuring the country's security and stability. The Indian Army has been instrumental in the formulation of India's nuclear doctrine, which has been shaped by the country's security environment and the need to maintain a credible nuclear deterrent. The Indian Army has also been involved in the development of India's nuclear infrastructure, including the construction of nuclear reactors and the development of nuclear weapons. In addition, the Indian Army has been involved in the development of India's nuclear command and control system, which is responsible for the safe and secure management of India's nuclear arsenal. Finally, the Indian Army has been involved in the development of India's nuclear diplomacy, which has been used to promote India's interests in the international arena. The Indian Army's role in the development of India's nuclear policy has been essential in ensuring the country's security and stability. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the formulation of India's nuclear doctrine, which has been shaped by the country's security environment and the need to maintain a credible nuclear deterrent. The Indian Army has also been involved in the development of India's nuclear infrastructure, including the construction of nuclear reactors and the development of nuclear weapons. In addition, the Indian Army has been involved in the development of India's nuclear command and control system, which is responsible for the safe and secure management of India's nuclear arsenal. Finally, the Indian Army has been involved in the development of India's nuclear diplomacy, which has been used to promote India's interests in the international arena. Main idea number 12. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's counter-terrorism policies. Idea summary: Stephen P. Cohen's book examines the role of the Indian Army in the development of India's counter-terrorism policies and how it has been a major factor in the country's success. In his book The Soldier and the State in India, Stephen P. Cohen examines the role of the Indian Army in the development of India's counter-terrorism policies. He argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the country's success in combating terrorism. Cohen explains that the Indian Army has been instrumental in developing and implementing counter-terrorism strategies, such as the use of special forces, intelligence gathering, and the deployment of troops in areas of conflict. He also highlights the importance of the Indian Army's role in providing training and support to local police forces, as well as its role in providing intelligence and logistical support to the government. Cohen argues that the Indian Army's involvement in counter-terrorism has been essential in helping India to maintain its security and stability. Cohen also examines the Indian Army's role in the development of India's counter-terrorism policies. He argues that the Indian Army has been instrumental in developing and implementing counter-terrorism strategies, such as the use of special forces, intelligence gathering, and the deployment of troops in areas of conflict. He also highlights the importance of the Indian Army's role in providing training and support to local police forces, as well as its role in providing intelligence and logistical support to the government. Cohen argues that the Indian Army's involvement in counter-terrorism has been essential in helping India to maintain its security and stability. Finally, Cohen discusses the importance of the Indian Army's role in the development of India's counter-terrorism policies. He argues that the Indian Army has been instrumental in developing and implementing counter-terrorism strategies, such as the use of special forces, intelligence gathering, and the deployment of troops in areas of conflict. He also highlights the importance of the Indian Army's role in providing training and support to local police forces, as well as its role in providing intelligence and logistical support to the government. Cohen argues that the Indian Army's involvement in counter-terrorism has been essential in helping India to maintain its security and stability. Main idea number 13. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's civil-military relations. Idea summary: The Soldier and the State in India looks at how the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's civil-military relations, and how it has shaped the country's relationship between the military and civilian authorities. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's civil-military relations. It has been a major player in the country's political and economic development, and has been a major influence in the shaping of India's relationship between the military and civilian authorities. The Indian Army has been a major force in the country's security and defense, and has been a major factor in the country's economic development. It has also been a major factor in the country's foreign policy, and has been a major influence in the country's international relations. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the country's internal security, and has been a major factor in the country's internal stability. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the country's social and cultural development, and has been a major influence in the country's social and cultural identity. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's civil-military relations. It has been a major player in the country's political and economic development, and has been a major influence in the shaping of India's relationship between the military and civilian authorities. The Indian Army has been a major force in the country's security and defense, and has been a major factor in the country's economic development. It has also been a major factor in the country's foreign policy, and has been a major influence in the country's international relations. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the country's internal security, and has been a major factor in the country's internal stability. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the country's social and cultural development, and has been a major influence in the country's social and cultural identity. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the country's civil-military relations. It has been a major player in the country's civil-military dialogue, and has been a major influence in the country's civil-military relations. The Indian Army has been a major force in the country's civil-military cooperation and has been a major factor in the country's civil-military coordination. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the country's civil-military education and has been a major influence in the country's civil-military training. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the country's civil-military research and has been a major influence in the country's civil-military technology. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's civil-military relations. It has been a major player in the country's political and economic development, and has been a major influence in the shaping of India's relationship between the military and civilian authorities. The Indian Army has been a major force in the country's security and defense, and has been a major factor in the country's economic development. It has also been a major factor in the country's foreign policy, and has been a major influence in the country's international relations. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the country's internal security, and has been a major factor in the country's internal stability. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the country's social and cultural development, and has been a major influence in the country's social and cultural identity. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the country's civil-military relations. It has been a major player in the country's civil-military dialogue and has been a major influence in the country's civil-military relations. The Indian Army has been a major force in the country's civil-military cooperation and has been a major factor in the country's civil-military coordination. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the country's civil-military education and has been a major influence in the country's civil-military training. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the country's civil-military research and has been a major influence in the country's civil-military technology. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the country's civil-military diplomacy and has been a major influence in the country's civil-military relations with other countries. Main idea number 14. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's regional security policies. Idea summary. Stephen P. Cohen's book examines the role of the Indian Army in the development of India's regional security policies and how it has been a major factor in the country's success. In his book The Soldier and the State in India, Stephen P. Cohen examines the role of the Indian Army in the development of India's regional security policies. He argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the country's success and that its influence has been both positive and negative. Cohen argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's regional security policies and that it has been instrumental in the country's success. He notes that the Indian Army has been a major player in the country's security apparatus and that it has been involved in the formulation of security policies, the implementation of those policies, and the maintenance of regional stability. Cohen also argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's regional security policies and that it has been instrumental in the country's success. He notes that the Indian Army has been a major player in the country's security apparatus and that it has been involved in the formulation of security policies, the implementation of those policies, and the maintenance of regional stability. Cohen further argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's regional security policies and that it has been instrumental in the country's success. He notes that the Indian Army has been a major player in the country's security apparatus and that it has been involved in the formulation of security policies, the implementation of those policies, and the maintenance of regional stability. Cohen also argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's regional security policies and that it has been instrumental in the country's success. He notes that the Indian Army has been a major player in the country's security apparatus and that it has been involved in the formulation of security policies, the implementation of those policies, and the maintenance of regional stability. Finally, Cohen argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's regional security policies and that it has been instrumental in the country's success. He notes that the Indian Army has been a major player in the country's security apparatus and that it has been involved in the formulation of security policies, the implementation of those policies, and the maintenance of regional stability. Cohen also argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's regional security policies and that it has been instrumental in the country's success. He notes that the Indian Army has been a major player in the country's security apparatus, and that it has been involved in the formulation of security policies, the implementation of those policies, and the maintenance of regional stability. Main idea number 15. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military technology. Idea summary: The soldier and the state in India looks at how the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military technology, and how it has shaped the country's military capabilities. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military technology. It has been instrumental in the development of India's nuclear weapons program, as well as its missile defense systems. The Indian Army has also been a major contributor to the development of India's Air Force and Navy. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military doctrine, which has been used to shape the country's military strategy. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's military infrastructure, which has been used to support the country's military operations. Finally, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military education and training, which has been used to ensure that the country's military personnel are well prepared for any potential conflict. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military technology, and it has played a key role in the country's military capabilities. The Indian Army has been a major contributor to the development of India's nuclear weapons program, as well as its missile defense systems. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's Air Force and Navy. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military doctrine, which has been used to shape the country's military strategy. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's military infrastructure, which has been used to support the country's military operations. Finally, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military education and training, which has been used to ensure that the country's military personnel are well prepared for any potential conflict. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military technology, and it has played a key role in the country's military capabilities. The Indian Army has been a major contributor to the development of India's nuclear weapons program, as well as its missile defense systems. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's Air Force and Navy. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military doctrine, which has been used to shape the country's military strategy. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's military infrastructure, which has been used to support the country's military operations. Finally, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military education and training, which has been used to ensure that the country's military personnel are well prepared for any potential conflict. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military technology, and it has played a key role in the country's military capabilities. The Indian Army has been a major contributor to the development of India's nuclear weapons program, as well as its missile defense systems. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's Air Force and Navy. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military doctrine, which has been used to shape the country's military strategy. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's military infrastructure, which has been used to support the country's military operations. Finally, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military education and training, which has been used to ensure that the country's military personnel are well prepared for any potential conflict. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military technology, and it has played a key role in the country's military capabilities. The Indian Army has been a major contributor to the development of India's nuclear weapons program, as well as its missile defense systems. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's Air Force and Navy. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military doctrine, which has been used to shape the country's military strategy. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's military infrastructure, which has been used to support the country's military operations. Finally, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military education and training, which has been used to ensure that the country's military personnel are well prepared for any potential conflict. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military technology, and it has played a key role in the country's military capabilities. The Indian Army has been a major contributor to the development of India's nuclear weapons program, as well as its missile defense systems. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's Air Force and Navy. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military doctrine, which has been used to shape the country's military strategy. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's military infrastructure, which has been used to support the country's military operations. Finally, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military education and training, which has been used to ensure that the country's military personnel are well prepared for any potential conflict. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military technology, and it has played a key role in the country's military capabilities. The Indian Army has been a major contributor to the development of India's nuclear weapons program, as well as its missile defense systems. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's Air Force and Navy. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military doctrine, which has been used to shape the country's military strategy. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's military infrastructure, which has been used to support the country's military operations. Finally, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military education and training, which has been used to ensure that the country's military personnel are well prepared for any potential conflict. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military technology, and it has played a key role in the country's military capabilities. The Indian Army has been a major contributor to the development of India's nuclear weapons program, as well as its missile defense systems. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's Air Force and Navy. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military doctrine, which has been used to shape the country's military strategy. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's military infrastructure, which has been used to support the country's military operations. Finally, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military education and training, which has been used to ensure that the country's military personnel are well prepared for any potential conflict. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military technology, and it has played a key role in the country's military capabilities. The Indian Army has been a major contributor to the development of India's nuclear weapons program, as well as its missile defense systems. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's Air Force and Navy. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military doctrine, which has been used to shape the country's military strategy. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's military infrastructure, which has been used to support the country's military operations. Finally, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military education and training, which has been used to ensure that the country's military personnel are well prepared for any potential conflict. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military technology, and it has played a key role in the country's military capabilities. The Indian Army has been a major contributor to the development of India's nuclear weapons program, as well as its missile defense systems. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's Air Force and Navy. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military doctrine, which has been used to shape the country's military strategy. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's military infrastructure, which has been used to support the country's military operations. Finally, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military education and training, which has been used to ensure that the country's military personnel are well prepared for any potential conflict. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military technology, and it has played a key role in the country's military capabilities. The Indian Army has been a major contributor to the development of India's nuclear weapons program, as well as its missile defense systems. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's Air Force and Navy. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military doctrine, which has been used to shape the country's military strategy. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's military infrastructure, which has been used to support the country's military operations. Finally, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military education and training, which has been used to ensure that the country's military personnel are well prepared for any potential conflict. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military technology, and it has played a key role in the country's military capabilities. The Indian Army has been a major contributor to the development of India's nuclear weapons program, as well as its missile defense systems. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's Air Force and Navy. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military doctrine, which has been used to shape the country's military strategy. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's military infrastructure, which has been used to support the country's military operations. Finally, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military education and training, which has been used to ensure that the country's military personnel are well prepared for any potential conflict. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military technology, and it has played a key role in the country's military capabilities. The Indian Army has been a major contributor to the development of India's nuclear weapons program, as well as its missile defense systems. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's Air Force and Navy. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military doctrine, which has been used to shape the country's military strategy. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's military infrastructure, which has been used to support the country's military operations. Finally, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military education and training, which has been used to ensure that the country's military personnel are well prepared for any potential conflict. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military technology, and it has played a key role in the country's military capabilities. The Indian Army has been a major contributor to the development of India's nuclear weapons program, as well as its missile defense systems. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's Air Force and Navy. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military doctrine, which has been used to shape the country's military strategy. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's military infrastructure, which has been used to support the country's military operations. Finally, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military education and training, which has been used to ensure that the country's military personnel are well prepared for any potential conflict. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military technology, and it has played a key role in the country's military capabilities. The Indian Army has been a major contributor to the development of India's nuclear weapons program, as well as its missile defense systems. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's Air Force and Navy. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military doctrine, which has been used to shape the country's military strategy. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's military infrastructure, which has been used to support the country's military operations. Finally, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military education and training, which has been used to ensure that the country's military personnel are well prepared for any potential conflict. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military technology, and it has played a key role in the country's military capabilities. The Indian Army has been a major contributor to the development of India's nuclear weapons program, as well as its missile defense systems. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's Air Force and Navy. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military doctrine, which has been used to shape the country's military strategy. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's military infrastructure, which has been used to support the country's military operations. Finally, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military education and training, which has been used to ensure that the country's military personnel are well prepared for. Main idea number 16. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military doctrine. Idea summary: Stephen P. Cohen's book examines the role of the Indian Army in the development of India's military doctrine and how it has been a major factor in the country's success. In his book The Soldier and the State in India, Stephen P. Cohen examines the role of the Indian Army in the development of India's military doctrine. He argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the country's success, and that its doctrine has been shaped by the country's unique geopolitical and cultural environment. Cohen argues that the Indian Army has been able to develop a doctrine that is both effective and flexible, allowing it to respond to changing threats and challenges. He also examines the role of the Indian Army in the country's internal security, and how it has been able to maintain stability in the face of internal and external threats. Finally, Cohen looks at the role of the Indian Army in the country's foreign policy, and how it has been able to shape India's relations with other countries. Cohen's book provides an in-depth look at the role of the Indian Army in the development of India's military doctrine. He argues that the Indian Army has been able to develop a doctrine that is both effective and flexible, allowing it to respond to changing threats and challenges. He also examines the role of the Indian Army in the country's internal security, and how it has been able to maintain stability in the face of internal and external threats. Finally, Cohen looks at the role of the Indian Army in the country's foreign policy, and how it has been able to shape India's relations with other countries. The book provides an important insight into the role of the Indian Army in the development of India's military doctrine. It is an essential read for anyone interested in understanding the role of the Indian Army in the country's success and how it has been able to shape India's relations with other countries. Main idea number 17. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's defense industry. Idea summary: The Soldier and the State in India looks at how the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's defense industry, and how it has shaped the country's military-industrial complex. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's defense industry. It has been instrumental in the formation of the country's military-industrial complex, which has been a major contributor to India's economic growth. The Indian Army has been a major player in the development of India's defense industry, providing the necessary resources and expertise to develop and manufacture weapons and other military equipment. It has also been a major source of employment for the country's defense industry, providing jobs to thousands of people. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's defense industry by providing the necessary training and expertise to develop and manufacture weapons and other military equipment. Additionally, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's defense industry by providing the necessary resources and expertise to develop and manufacture weapons and other military equipment. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's defense industry by providing the necessary resources and expertise to develop and manufacture weapons and other military equipment. Additionally, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's defense industry by providing the necessary training and expertise to develop and manufacture weapons and other military equipment. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's defense industry by providing the necessary resources and expertise to develop and manufacture weapons and other military equipment. Furthermore, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's defense industry by providing the necessary resources and expertise to develop and manufacture weapons and other military equipment. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's defense industry by providing the necessary resources and expertise to develop and manufacture weapons and other military equipment. Additionally, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's defense industry by providing the necessary training and expertise to develop and manufacture weapons and other military equipment. Furthermore, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's defense industry by providing the necessary resources and expertise to develop and manufacture weapons and other military equipment. Finally, the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's defense industry by providing the necessary resources and expertise to develop and manufacture weapons and other military equipment. Main idea number 18. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military education system. Idea summary. Stephen P. Cohen's book examines the role of the Indian Army in the development of India's military education system and how it has been a major factor in the country's success. In his book The Soldier and the State in India, Stephen P. Cohen examines the role of the Indian Army in the development of India's military education system. He argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the country's success and that its educational system has been a key component of its success. Cohen explains that the Indian Army has been able to develop a comprehensive system of military education, which includes both theoretical and practical training. He also notes that the Indian Army has been able to develop a system of military education that is tailored to the needs of the Indian Army, and that it has been able to adapt to changing conditions and technologies. Cohen argues that the Indian Army's educational system has been a major factor in the country's success, and that it has been able to provide the Indian Army with the necessary skills and knowledge to effectively fight in modern warfare. Cohen also examines the role of the Indian Army in the development of India's military education system. He argues that the Indian Army has been able to develop a comprehensive system of military education, which includes both theoretical and practical training. He also notes that the Indian Army has been able to develop a system of military education that is tailored to the needs of the Indian Army, and that it has been able to adapt to changing conditions and technologies. Cohen argues that the Indian Army's educational system has been a major factor in the country's success, and that it has been able to provide the Indian Army with the necessary skills and knowledge to effectively fight in modern warfare. Finally, Cohen argues that the Indian Army's educational system has been a major factor in the country's success, and that it has been able to provide the Indian Army with the necessary skills and knowledge to effectively fight in modern warfare. He also notes that the Indian Army has been able to develop a system of military education that is tailored to the needs of the Indian Army, and that it has been able to adapt to changing conditions and technologies. Cohen argues that the Indian Army's educational system has been a major factor in the country's success, and that it has been able to provide the Indian Army with the necessary skills and knowledge to effectively fight in modern warfare. Main idea number 19. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military-industrial complex. Idea summary. The Soldier and the State in India looks at how the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military-industrial complex and how it has shaped the country's defense industry. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military-industrial complex. It has been instrumental in the formation of the country's defense industry, which has grown to become one of the largest in the world. The Indian Army has been a major player in the development of India's defense industry, providing the necessary resources and expertise to develop and manufacture a wide range of military equipment. The Indian Army has also been a major contributor to the development of India's defense research and development capabilities, which have enabled the country to develop and produce advanced weapons systems and technologies. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major force in the development of India's military doctrine, which has been instrumental in shaping the country's defense strategy. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's military-industrial complex. It has provided the necessary resources and expertise to develop and manufacture a wide range of military equipment, including tanks, aircraft, ships, and missiles. The Indian Army has also been a major contributor to the development of India's defense research and development capabilities, which have enabled the country to develop and produce advanced weapons systems and technologies. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major force in the development of India's military doctrine, which has been instrumental in shaping the country's defense strategy. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's military-industrial complex. It has provided the necessary resources and expertise to develop and manufacture a wide range of military equipment, including tanks, aircraft, ships, and missiles. The Indian Army has also been a major contributor to the development of India's defense research and development capabilities, which have enabled the country to develop and produce advanced weapons systems and technologies. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major force in the development of India's military doctrine, which has been instrumental in shaping the country's defense strategy. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's military-industrial complex. It has provided the necessary resources and expertise to develop and manufacture a wide range of military equipment, including tanks, aircraft, ships, and missiles. The Indian Army has also been a major contributor to the development of India's defense research and development capabilities, which have enabled the country to develop and produce advanced weapons systems and technologies. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major force in the development of India's military doctrine, which has been instrumental in shaping the country's defense strategy. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's military-industrial complex. It has provided the necessary resources and expertise to develop and manufacture a wide range of military equipment, including tanks, aircraft, ships, and missiles. The Indian Army has also been a major contributor to the development of India's defense research and development capabilities, which have enabled the country to develop and produce advanced weapons systems and technologies. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major force in the development of India's military doctrine, which has been instrumental in shaping the country's defense strategy. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's military-industrial complex. It has provided the necessary resources and expertise to develop and manufacture a wide range of military equipment, including tanks, aircraft, ships, and missiles. The Indian Army has also been a major contributor to the development of India's defense research and development capabilities, which have enabled the country to develop and produce advanced weapons systems and technologies. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major force in the development of India's military doctrine, which has been instrumental in shaping the country's defense strategy. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's military-industrial complex. It has provided the necessary resources and expertise to develop and manufacture a wide range of military equipment, including tanks, aircraft, ships, and missiles. The Indian Army has also been a major contributor to the development of India's defense research and development capabilities, which have enabled the country to develop and produce advanced weapons systems and technologies. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major force in the development of India's military doctrine, which has been instrumental in shaping the country's defense strategy. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's military-industrial complex. It has provided the necessary resources and expertise to develop and manufacture a wide range of military equipment, including tanks, aircraft, ships, and missiles. The Indian Army has also been a major contributor to the development of India's defense research and development capabilities, which have enabled the country to develop and produce advanced weapons systems and technologies. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major force in the development of India's military doctrine, which has been instrumental in shaping the country's defense strategy. The Indian Army has also been a major factor in the development of India's military-industrial complex. It has provided the necessary resources and expertise to develop and manufacture a wide range of military equipment, including tanks, aircraft, ships, and missiles. The Indian Army has also been a major contributor to the development of India's defense research and development capabilities, which have enabled the country to develop and produce advanced weapons systems and technologies. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major force in the development of India's military doctrine, which has been instrumental in shaping the country's defense strategy. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military-industrial complex, and its influence has been felt in many areas. It has provided the necessary resources and expertise to develop and manufacture a wide range of military equipment, and has been a major contributor to the development of India's defense research and development capabilities. In addition, the Indian Army has been a major force in the development of India's military doctrine, which has been instrumental in shaping the country's defense strategy. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military-industrial complex, and its influence has been felt in many areas. Main idea number 20. The Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's national security strategy. Idea summary: Stephen P. Cohen's book examines the role of the Indian Army in the development of India's national security strategy and how it has been a major factor in the country's success. In his book The Soldier and the State in India, Stephen P. Cohen examines the role of the Indian Army in the development of India's national security strategy. He argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the country's success, and that its contributions to the nation's security have been both significant and enduring. Cohen argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's national security strategy, and that its contributions have been both strategic and operational. He notes that the Indian Army has been instrumental in the development of India's nuclear deterrent, and that it has played a key role in the country's counter-terrorism efforts. He also argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military doctrine, and that its contributions have been both tactical and strategic. Finally, Cohen argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's foreign policy, and that its contributions have been both diplomatic and military. Cohen's book provides a comprehensive overview of the Indian Army's role in the development of India's national security strategy. He argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the country's success, and that its contributions to the nation's security have been both significant and enduring. He also argues that the Indian Army has been instrumental in the development of India's nuclear deterrent, and that it has played a key role in the country's counter-terrorism efforts. Finally, Cohen argues that the Indian Army has been a major factor in the development of India's military doctrine, and that its contributions have been both tactical and strategic.